The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company.
Every week, your Bengals beat writers, fantasy football failure Fletcher Page and Paul Dana Jr. take you inside Paul Brown Stadium.
We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, I'm always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome to a special emergency edition of the BBP. That's right, emergency BBP time, Fletcher, because we have movement. We potentially have a head coach.
Got a lot of noise about one.
There's a lot of noise. So here's where we're at to kind of, I guess, sum it all up. We have multiple reports that Los Angeles Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor will be the next head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. If you listen to the last BP, we talked a lot about these Rams guys who the Bengals flew out to LA, talked with Zach Taylor, they talked with Shane Waldron, who's a passing game coordinator out there. And, you know, they're young. They're the McVay tree. If you're trying to find that, you certainly can't get much closer than his QB coach. He's got some history here. He was the OC for Tubbs over at UC in 2016. And so he's got some familiar with the city, but he's a young guy who probably was a year or two away, and they're kind of betting that he will figure it out quickly. But there's a lot of different – this is weirdly worded in all the reports, and to be honest, confirmations have been very hard to come by from people. There's still this weird shrouded mystery in this whole thing that's odd.
A little bit. I think that – let me just rattle off some names for you here. McVay, Peterson, Nagy, Shanahan – that group of names sounds a lot different than Kingsbury, Taylor, and LaFleur to me. So that's sort of my initial impression, and I don't mean to duck your intro into the ambiguous that we've been dealing with for the past few days during this search, but I really feel like this is, and you alluded to this in a story that you wrote, I mean, this is a really risky play. I'm stating the obvious, but...
Yeah, no, it is. It is this... This is a risky play. I mean, this is – I think in this case, Bieniemy would have been the safe bet probably. I think they clearly seen – well, what they were responsive to things that fans had been yelling about. That's obvious. Get rid of Marvin Lewis. They did that. Don't hire within. Don't let it be Hugh. It is not. They did not go with Hugh. Take a risk. Let's take a chance, right? Mm-hmm. They did that. They did all those things that fans – have been group yelling about with, and again, empty seats matter. I think that they had an effect. And so we saw, you know, this, the gang of five, if you will, on this committee. I really think driven by Katie and Troy in this case, opting to take a chance and opting to try to hit that next wave of the NFL. And a couple guys that people think – I mean, Andy Benoit, who I really respect, he's been on the podcast a lot of times, wrote a story, a deep dive on Zach and his brother Press, who's a quarterback's coach in Philadelphia, literally calling them the future of the NFL, coaching future of the NFL. And these guys are very well thought of, but there's still a risk because that for every, you know, for every Sean McVay and for every Kyle Shanahan and all of these guys, for every Matt Nagy, there's a whole lot of dudes that failed. There's a whole lot of guys that are left in the rubble that did not do well. So, there's no doubt that if this ends up being where this lands, it's a huge risk.
Right. And all those guys that I mentioned ahead, starting with McVay and Peterson, Nagy, Shannon, all those guys that called plays before, they had directed their offenses. As we were sort of just dreaming about what this job would be, I really like the idea of having having an Eberflus or a Fangio come in. And I was thinking that maybe, you know, Zach Taylor getting all these interviews seemingly premature. He's 35 and has not called plays on his own at the NFL level, except for
well, he did in Miami
on an interim basis.
The brief interim basis in Miami. Yes,
right. So he's not been. He just hasn't been at that level that Shanahan and McVay, especially, and then obviously Nagy and Peterson with a little bit more experience. So I thought that maybe he was sort of in line to maybe move away and get away from McVay and be able to call plays on his own as an offensive coordinator somewhere. And while all this was playing on, I was thinking, well, maybe Cincinnati is not going to get its first choice. But as these jobs, as the dominoes fell on this thing, none of the guys that they interviewed got any of these other jobs. I mean, so then I was thinking, well, Bieniemy might be the guy here because I was thinking he was going to be maybe the more wanted guy that would have more options himself from his end. And we'll see what ends up playing out with him. But apparently this was Cincinnati's first choice, if we're to believe that this is the way it's going to go.
Yeah, so let's dive into that element of this being the way it's going to go. The NFL rules stipulate you cannot announce anybody as your head coach if they are still coaching in the postseason. So if the Rams were to go to the Super Bowl, the Bengals would not be able to make an announcement until after the Super Bowl that this is our guy and everything official. Now, this is most notable, and I think we talked about this a lot, because of last year, the Josh McDaniels disaster in Indianapolis, where Josh McDaniels had been made a verbal agreement to be the Colts' next head coach, and to the point that they hired a bunch of his staff. Then all of a sudden, the Super Bowl happens. The next day, all of a sudden, McDaniels has cold feet. He backs out. The staff is already there, and the Colts are standing there left with nothing. And they thought they were left with nothing, I should say. Turns out they might have had the best hire of the entire year. They end up with Frank Reich. But that's how this works. It was even brought up in the offseason at the owners' meetings. Hey, should we change this rule? Should we call it the McDaniels rule and alter it so you can do this? They eventually tabled it and said no. They wanted to keep it the way it is for a number of reasons, which none of which I really understand, because this is all pretty silly. But you do get to lots of reports to exactly, you know, it's just what is happening here. Because throughout all of this, everybody, every source that I have, everybody I've talked to, there has been a whole lot of, I don't really know. Like they're on Thursday and Friday. The Bengals were calling coaches into meetings with Mike Brown that were not, and they've all seniors that are not being retained. That's spaced out over the course of Thursday and Friday. As that happens, obviously it was put out there. It was the idea is that these guys are leaving, and then because the new person has people that are going to take their position on the staff. Well, then all of a sudden you have, okay, well, Zach Taylor is who they're pegging to be the guy. And then people say, oh, wait, they haven't even talked to him yet about this. Well, how is that possible if you are already hiring people to be in his staff? But no one is able, everyone is very secretive about what exactly is going on. You know, and maybe that's the Bengals trying to stay away from interrupting Zach Taylor's prep for the playoffs. I don't know what it is, but it was just, this is very weird and clunky and mysterious as to what exactly is going on behind the scenes.
right? And everything's been played so close to the vest. So we've been sort of waiting for any kind of hint for how they're leaning. And now, even now, now that we have this bit of information, it still comes with sort of an asterisk because we haven't been able to confirm it. And like you said, some people it seems like might be staying and some are going. And we're still not quite sure about that main piece of information, which is he for sure going to be the head coach once the Rams are eliminated or when their season's over?
It would be hard for me to believe that that he would pass. I mean, you could, I guess, see a scenario where he says, look, I'm going to be a coach someday. I know that, and this isn't the spot for me. I find that hard to believe. He could have an opportunity to come in, be a head coach, have some talent around. I mean, we have made the connections to the Bengals and the Rams in the past. Not that they're the same, not that it will happen the same, but how you can make parallels to the way they were viewed as franchises before the type of, you know, supposedly misused talent. Hell, you could even connect Jeff Fisher and Marvin Lewis as very similar types. And we've made those comparisons before. So I have a hard time believing that any coach who's 35 years old looking for his shot and has a shot to go from quarterback's coach to head coach would pass on such a thing. But, you know, I guess that's something that's obviously still out there and is possible because of the way the rules are set up and where things are right now.
Yeah, it's just going to linger. It's going to make me nervous, Paul.
It should make everyone nervous. Although, you know, you could only hope that it would work out as well as it did for the Colts last year. Zach Taylor, I'm under the assumption that Darren Simmons will be back as special teams coordinator. You gotta feel like, you know, there needs to be like some sort of experience on this staff. And you're gonna rely on a guy like Darren Simmons, who comes in as your defensive coordinator. We don't know who that would be. You know, he is the son-in-law of former NFL coach Mike Sherman. Also very prominent, obviously, in college game. There perhaps he could come in, and then his brother Press is a quarterback's coach with the Eagles. So this is going to turn into like a big family affair.
I think so. I think we're gonna see all the Taylors hanging around, if not on staff. Hey, but hey, Darren Simmons is a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I mean that appears that's going to be the case. I mean, it's really important. I think his role will be huge in this, in my opinion. If you're talking about a young guy, because it's not just, man, what a big jump. It's not, and it's a tough spot where, you know, this organization is different than most too. And I think that if you have to feel they're going to be looking to him to update all corners of this organization. So you're managing up and you're managing down. That's not an easy thing to do. This is a unique family dynamic, the way the Bengals are run. There's just a lot to this. And it's going to be asking a lot of a young guy.
Certainly. And a guy that is going to call his own place, I would assume. And the offense is going to be his. So it's a lot for a first time guy. And as we know, it's not just about your offense, but it's about culture and that locker room. So that's going to be just as important.
Yeah. How will everyone react? So that's where we're at right now, you know, and the rest of the staff, who will come, who will go. We've got a bit of a beat on that for right now. It appears linebackers coach Jim Haslett, running backs coach Kyle Kasky, tight ends coach Jonathan Hayes, all will be out. We have a group that's expected to go through tomorrow. As far as, you know, the sense that I get, I get the feeling that we will continue to see the secondary, which we talked about how they had a pretty good year and came around with Robert Livingston, Durante Jones, probably being back. I mean, I would be absolutely flabbergasted if Frank Pollock wasn't back as offensive line coach. We documented that in our awards, but, you know, we named him the assistant coach of the year. That's kind of your core. Everybody associated with special teams at Braden Combs. If he does not get another job, he's kind of been in the mix for a potential Green Bay special teams coordinator gig, for the Browns potentially for their special teams coordinator gig. He's a guy that's ready to take the next step. So there's, we'll see what happens with all of that. And then there will be whoever potentially Zach Taylor brings in. So this is all,
pending.
It's all hanging out there. We shall see how this goes, but shrouded in secrecy. You know, it's very, very, very odd how everyone has their own different version of this report. I mean, everybody, there's very little, across the board confirmations of anything. And that includes from us. That includes all the way up to ESPN, all the way over to every outlet's major national guy has some different version of this report, which I think tells you all you need to know about maybe where it's at. All very interesting. All very interesting. Do you have anything? You have we should go through. There's a lot up on the site right now, so if you get a chance. Who is Zach Taylor? You've got that story up. Some good background, including talking with Austin Bujnak, who was over with him at UC. Five things to know about Zach Taylor. You got to give people things to know. They need to know things, right?
Not three.
Not three.
Not four.
Five.
Five.
An important number.
We
have a main story with a little bit of background on job and its history, and you know, just a quick main story. Carson Palmer was
that's going
to
say
had things to say. Only, you know, the timing of that conference call was rather hilarious. He had a conference call today about it's a women's golf event, right?
Listen, I sometimes wade into waters that I'm not really sure I'm supposed to be in, and I got on this conference call about an LPGA tour event, and. There was a lot of people on the conference call talking about golf, and I sort of broached the Marvin Lewis line. I don't know if there were others listening that were waiting for somebody like me to do it. I don't think so. But Carson Palmer was very adamant about how he felt about three things. He loves Marvin, but he did feel it was time. He thinks that the Bengals' job is very tough, and he wished whoever it was going to be good luck. That was his advice.
Yeah, I believe good luck was probably said with a little bit of attitude behind it. Is that fair?
Just a little bit. and then he did go into sort of the trend, I guess you'd say, with these young offensive coordinators that don't have, or assistants that don't have, head coaching experience being hired. He did get to finish his career with Bruce Arians, a little bit on the other end of that spectrum, sort of a long timer that finally got his shot in offensive mind as well. So kind of meandered his way through that answer. But I think a lot of people are like Carson, where they're saying this is definitely trendy. And right now, I mean, this is all the rage, but these things sort of kind of can flip really quickly. But right now it's the young guys around the league. That's where it's at.
Yeah. What will everybody be saying if the Rams go down and the Chiefs go down and all of a sudden all these teams with all the hot young people that everyone's trying to replicate all are left sitting at home? Is that star still so bright? You know?
Exactly. And that's what Carson said. He said, we're going to find out how good of a coach Sean McVay is. We're going to find out right here, because I don't think anybody's going to be happy with a 13-3 regular season. They go 1-done. In the playoffs. So we'll find out this weekend.
We will. We'll find out a lot as we keep going. So anyway, keep hitting it to Cincinnati.com. We have all the information on all things Zach Taylor and what we know. And so anyway, Zach Taylor currently pegged to be the next coach of the Bengals. but nothing can be official until the Rams are eliminated from the playoffs. And heck, maybe even can't be official, certainly, until they maybe talk to him. So we will see where this all goes from here. We want to make sure we got you a little quick version, emergency BBP action for you here to react to this news. We'll have more as we go forward. As soon as we get more information, and we'll get you even more on the podcast. So keep it locked here. Keep hitting us up on the BBP, and we will talk to you soon. So have a good one, everybody.